This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Two adult men have now been charged with murder stemming from last week's shooting after the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker says they were in an argument and pulled out guns.
While both adults are charged with murder, the evidence tells us that it was Mr. Miller's firearm. Mr. Miller's firearm struck Lisa Lopez Galvin.
She died in the shooting. 22 others were injured.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side. He'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer. To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Ice, cold, water. Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stops off another three. Booked it! Oh, my goodness! Don't break them off. Greg Kaminsky, a single-game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courts out at the Kohl Center and back home for the Wisconsin Badgers as they hit the stretch drive now of the Big Ten regular season. Taking on the Maryland Terrapins. Wisconsin now 9-6 in the Big Ten. They've dropped five of their last six. Hoping to get things turned around here this evening. They're 17-9 overall. The Terrapins are 14-12, 6-9 in the Big Ten. Contrast here for the Badgers. They faced an Iowa team that could get up and down and score in the 80s with regularity. Tonight with the Terrapins, it's about defense with Maryland. They allow just 64 points a game. That is the best defensive numbers in the Big Ten Conference. Scoring can be an issue, especially on the road, but it's a team that features one of the best point guards in all of college basketball in Jameer Young, who is averaging 21 points per game. About an hour away from the opening tip, we'll hear from Greg Gard. We'll check in with Isaac Lindsay, who is unavailable tonight, but make no mistake, he's been a valuable member of this team, both on the scout team and at times out in the regular rotation. But coming up, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is the Badgers pregame show. We'll get it rolling in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. It's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in Racine and in the surrounding communities every morning. We're talking with local guests who have lifestyle and important information to share with you. We'll have local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. So wake up with me weekday morning 6 to 8 on 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Law Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wander. Met a Metamorphosis, the last of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Badgers pregame show, Wisconsin and Maryland tonight at the Kohl Center, joined, per usual, by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Jesse, another tough one, to use the cliche, for the Badgers on Saturday against Iowa. Talking with Greg Gard, it seems like it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. The obvious answer is defensively. They just have not been consistently to the standard that they're used to. But they also missed a lot of free throws, which they had not been doing. Maybe some shots at the rim. You see it the same way. It isn't just one thing that has caused this team to drop 5 out of 6.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever just one thing when you go on a skid like this, Matt. Sometimes your key players aren't scoring very well, and if they are, then defensively you have breakdowns. So these are things that Greg has been aware of with this team throughout the season, and one of the things he talked about during that four-game skid was a lot of it was masked because of how well Wisconsin was playing offensively. But the Badgers shot pretty well, other than from the free throw line against Iowa, and the Hawkeyes were just able to kind of impose their will and score in a variety of ways, especially with their guards in the mid-range game. I thought Owen Freeman underneath was great as well, but that's one of those that, you know, you start to look at your resume and say, well, we let that one get away because Iowa had been 0-7 this season against quad one teams.
Yeah, and with that, the Badgers sitting at 6-6 against quad one teams, 5-3 against quad two. So, you know, it's 11-9 against the, you know, the better teams on the schedule. Yes, they would like more, but overall, the body of work is still very good. And they're, what, 19 or 20, 22, I think, in the net rankings coming into the game. It just seems like everybody not named UConn right now is vulnerable. I mean, Marquette's really good. He got boat raced. Saw Virginia last night, which is not a great Virginia team, but it's a 20-win Virginia team in contention in the ACC. It got drilled at Virginia Tech. Purdue losing at Ohio State. Wide open it is. And what's the biggest reason? I mean, I see a lot of reasons for this in college basketball, not just the Big Ten, but throughout college basketball, that just when you think a team is dominant, it can go out and not perform well at all the next game.
Obviously, that speaks to the parity in college basketball across the board. You don't necessarily have that truly great team or a couple great teams. I don't know exactly what the reason are, other than there are good players on a lot of different teams. I wonder how much the change in college athletics with the transfer portal, where you're losing key guys after a couple years, and then you're trying to bring new people into the fold, has an impact on this. But we're seeing it with Wisconsin, and it's not unique to Wisconsin, that a lot of these teams in the Big Ten have scuffled. What's interesting to me is when you look at the Big Ten standings, that to me is most reflective of the parity that we're seeing, and that Wisconsin's in a three-way tie for third place and could go anywhere from earning that double bye in the Big Ten tournament to being a sixth seed. And all the difference is one loss.
It seemed to me that Sunday in Columbus was, to a degree, predictable. They made the coaching change, removing Chris Holtman. And for any number of reasons, when something happens to a team, a key player goes down, coaching change, in the short term, you rise up. But in the long term, like some would describe, that sugar high starts to wear off. But did Ohio State, despite what I just said, did Ohio State find the kryptonite with Purdue that could prevent it from advancing in the tournament?
Maybe. I mean, you have to play extremely well to beat a team like Purdue. Obviously, you've got to figure out how to stop Zach Edey, but you also have to figure out how to stop those guards, and maybe you catch all of them on an off night. We've seen Purdue have several off nights in the NCAA tournament. I mean, Ohio State is still 5-10 in the Big Ten and in next to last place, just ahead of Michigan. So they're playing better basketball of late. To me, what it speaks to is how challenging the Big Ten is from top to bottom. And Greg has said this for many years. There are no easy games the way there used to be in this league. And that's part of what makes it hard when you're losing 5 out of 6 games. You look at the schedule and you say, well, where is an absolute W? You've got to go out and earn it.
Final thought. I know you like good guard play, so I would imagine you're eager to see what Jameer Young brings to the party here tonight for Maryland.
Yeah, I'm always eager to see what the good guards look like in Wisconsin. When we're talking about defensively, can you stop those really elite-level guards? Can you keep them out of the lane? Can you challenge their shots? That's, to me, what it's going to take to get Wisconsin back to a higher level this season. I think the offense will continue to be there. But look, like we saw against Iowa, you score 86 points. That's not going to matter if you give up 88 in overtime. So I think I want to see defensively what they can do against some of those better guards.
All right. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. More to come. We'll hear from Isaac Lindsay as our pregame coverage continues in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Our pregame coverage continues with tonight's Badger Spotlight, and this evening we hear from junior guard Isaac Lindsay out of Mineral Point, Wisconsin, who began his college career at UNLV and then came back home to play for the program he grew up rooting for. It was a part of that Big Ten championship season of 2 years ago, and he certainly has his finger on the pulse of the team this year. One of the leaders, even though everybody wants to play more minutes, but when his number is called, he does everything he can to stay ready. Does a lot of work on the scout team. Just a good guy to have in your program. And Isaac talks about the chemistry of this team, how strong it is, and hopefully how helpful it can be as the Badgers go through a tough stretch of games.
I would say that's one of the biggest things I see compared to this team and the team that was able to get it done 2 years ago is the connectivity of everybody in the locker room. I mean, we spend time together all the time in here, but we're together all the time off the court too, and I think that really goes a long way, especially we kind of went through a tough stretch there, and going through a tough stretch, a lot of teams can kind of fall apart there, and I think we stuck together as guys, and hopefully we can get this thing back going the right way.
Every team is different, but I remember, you know, 2 years ago you guys talked about the Maui tournament, which was in Vegas. Is that was like, hey, this looks like a team that's for real. Is it similar in some ways, Fort Myers, what you guys were able to do to Virginia, and then the comeback that you guys had against SMU?
Yeah, no, I think for sure. That was a big one down there for us, both those games. Just getting those under our belt, and I think it reminds me a lot of that Maui tournament we went to. You get those, you get a championship. It's considered a championship down there. So I think just understanding what it takes to win one of those and then carrying it with you the rest of the season.
It seems like, Isaac, almost every team in college basketball goes through a tough stretch. What's the key to getting out of it? You guys had the four-game skid. You came back, beat Ohio State. What was the thing that maybe you guys were telling each other to pull yourselves out of that?
Yeah. I think we kind of started to play a little tense. Everyone, you get that high ranking and you got feel like you have more pressure on you, you got to stay there. And I think we kind of lost the fun part of basketball. And I think the coaches have done a great job of that with us. Just go out there and have fun. We obviously know we had to get better at watching film and stuff like that. But I think ultimately it was just getting back to having fun, playing for each other. And I think you saw that in the Ohio State game the other night. We were out there back together smiling. It was fun again. So.
And you guys have enough players there that can be the – when I say class clown, that doesn't sound right, but guys who can loosen things up. You have a lot of those kind of guys.
Yeah, we got a lot of those guys. It starts at the top with T-Wall, and it goes all the way down the roster. So we got a bunch of guys that are fun guys to be around, and we all contribute in our own way. It makes the team pretty special.
I would imagine that some Badger fans are surprised when the first guy you mentioned was Tyler Wall, because they very respected, been around a long time. They don't know that side of him that maybe chops it up with guys, but he's capable of doing that.
No, yeah, he's my roommate here at home and roommate on the road, so I spend a lot of time with him. And, yeah, don't let it fool you all the time, because he is a clown. So
you do a great job of staying ready. Coach Gard always talks about stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You could be working primarily with the scouts, and then on game day, game night, Coach Gard's calling your number. Take us through your process, how you stay ready for when your name is called.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the times I am on the scout team in practice, so I'm really trying to get those guys ready. And then I don't get to guard it all the time. So for me, going back and watching film on my own and just kind of preparing myself that way, just, all right, here comes this action. I'm guarding this guy. Here's his tendencies. And I don't know, I'm grateful for every opportunity I get. So just staying ready. And it's my dream to be here and play in this arena. So I'm thankful every time I get to go out and do it.
You mentioned getting other guys ready. That's a leadership role, right? Because, you know, people think they think of Tyler, they think of Chucky, but they should be thinking of you as well. You take that pretty seriously, don't you?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I love going at these guys every day. We get in a little trash talk, me and Chucky, going back and forth. That's the fun part of it. I mean, I'm going at the best point guard in the country every day. So if I can give him some buckets, I'm pretty confident myself to give anybody else a few too. So I got to let him know a little bit.
Yeah, he does have that knack, particularly. I mean, obviously, we know what he could do offensively. We've seen that in his career.
Yeah.
But defensively, his ability to just get into people.
Yeah.
More, it's not a secret anymore. It hasn't been. But it just seems like there are certain games where he just has that look.
Yeah.
Right? You see
it
up close.
I see it in practice, too. Once I see him start wiping those shoes, I'm like, all right, he's picking me up full court this time, so you got to get ready for him. So, yeah, he's great, though. Quick feet, quick hands. So it helps me a lot. Be prepared for when I go in those games too.
People who know your bio, your high school days at Mineral Point, we've had this conversation a couple years ago. The former head coach here took a lot of pride in being the guard, the shortstop, and the quarterback. That was you. Take us through everybody when you're growing up. Most guys, you're looking up at somebody. If it's on television, maybe you see a player in person. Did you have a guard, a shortstop, and a quarterback that you thought, I kind of like how this guy plays?
Yeah. Well, for the guard position, I mean, I grew up watching the Badgers, and I love watching Bronson Canning play. I watched him in high school at the state tournament here, and just how he could handle the rock and get to his pull-ups, and he was fun to watch. So I watched him a lot growing up for basketball stuff. Football, I mean, football is kind of a combination of a lot of guys. I mean, I watch a lot of college football, but I spent a lot of time watching my high school, too. And the quarterback before me, he had a rocket arm. So I was watching how he threw it. And then before that, my cousin played a little bit too, and he was a scrambling quarterback. So I kind of took a little bit from both of those guys, and I ran a lot and I threw a lot. So I'd say I credit those guys for my quarterback stuff. In baseball, I honestly wasn't a huge baseball guy. It was just all my best friends played baseball. So I'm like, I'm going to play baseball with them. But MLB The Show growing up, I was always playing with Hanley Ramirez. So
there you go.
I would say I liked his game. I liked his swag, I guess, in the field.
I was going to say, for being a baseball guy, you hit like 500, right, yeah. playing shortstop, yeah. a little state tournament run.
Yeah, you can ask all my friends, though. That first week back at baseball practice, I could barely hit it off the tee, so I needed to get my reps in. So, but once I got it going, I was pretty confident.
And that's Badgers junior guard Isaac Lindsay. And, yeah, he did hit better than 500 in a terrific season for the Mineral Point High School baseball team a few years ago. We'll take a break. More to come, including our Badger notebook. As pregame coverage continues, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfheim, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on AM 1400 and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9000.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's Lip Stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex? When it was created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Maryland tonight at the Kohl Center. Time now for our Badger notebook. Before the game tonight, there will be a moment of silence. Larry Petty, who played for the Badgers late 70s, early 80s. He's part of the 1,000-point club in Wisconsin basketball history. Had 15, averaged 15 a game his senior year. Passed away last week. I think, you know, last year, as we were joined by Patrick Herb, last year with the 125th anniversary, we did a great job of recognizing players from the past. Larry Petty was a significant player at the University of Wisconsin in his four-year career. Just 65 years old, sad. But yeah, he's a terrific player. Here.
Before my time, but I've tried to study up on him a little bit to learn about, you know, the legacy of great Badgers. And he seemed like it, affectionately known as the Bear.
Yes.
There was the Bear Den at the field house of the section that named themselves to be his cheering section. He played in some lean times at Wisconsin from 77 to 81 under Bill Cofield and a young assistant, Bo Ryan. But you're right, he was a terrific stats. He's one of nine Badgers to have 1,000 points and 700 rebounds. So a really exclusive club. And he was on one of the better teams in about a 40-year stretch for Wisconsin. That 1980 team, it sounds modest now, but they had a winning record. They were 15-14 and 7-11, and that was unheard of around Wisconsin. So he was definitely a part of some good teams. And yeah, he actually technically passed away on January 31st, but the funeral
right.
was last week. And we'll have he was living in Poinette most recently. And yeah, he's a guy that we should remember, and we lost a great.
Yeah, the rest of us learned of it last week. But New York City born and made his way to Madison, Wisconsin, and carved out a very good career with the Badgers, was a pick by the L.A. Lakers in the NBA. Also played in South America, right? So part of that, you know, international flavor of Badger players who have moved on professionally. I'm sitting next to one who played a little bit overseas, which brings us, we've done this from time to time in past years. It's time to do it now. some of the Badgers of more recent times in the pros. What do you got for updates on some of these guys?
Yeah. So before we get to the guys playing international, I'll just remind people, Micah Potter and Johnny Davis are in the NBA. Potter on the Jazz, Johnny on the Wizards. Aleem Ford is in the G League with the Cleveland Charge. And Khalil Iverson was just recently named to the training camp for Team USA for three-on-three basketball. He's trying to make the Olympic team in Paris this summer. He's one of 16 guys that made that. A couple other names on there that you'll recognize. Jimmer Fredette is one of the candidates training for it. Also Trey McGowan's. And then a name that Badger fans might remember, Canyon Berry, but for the wrong reasons, that Canyon Berry and Khalil Iverson were connected in a different way. I don't need to rehash that. Google it if you want to learn about it. But so guys playing professionally overseas. Wisconsin's got several playing in the top leagues. And Brian, I want to get your opinion on kind of the difference between some of these Euro Cup teams that play in that and some of the others. So the guys that are playing in those top leagues, Vito Brown is in Turkey. I'm not going to pronounce any of the team names here because
Don't try. I was there and I couldn't pronounce them. So.
But Vito's doing really well for himself, averaging almost 14 points and 4.5 boards in Turkey. Ethan Happ, Brad Davison, and Nate Reavers are all playing, I think, in the same league in Spain on different teams. But again, they're all doing really well. Brad Davison averaging 18 points a game, and his wife now, Tyra Buss, is playing for the sister team in the same city. So they're living a charmed life right now, and she's the leading scorer on her team. He's one of the best players on his team. That sounds pretty good. And then Nigel Hayes-Davis, who I want to add then that he added the Davis part to his name after he left here in honor of his stepfather who raised him, and he wanted to give tribute to him. So after he left here as Nigel Hayes, he added that Davis, which I think is kind of neat. He's playing in Istanbul, doing really well. And then the other one who's playing in a high league, Frank Kaminsky, after 8 years in the NBA, he's playing in Serbia and averaging 10-4. And maybe even better, he married a former ESPN anchor last summer named Ashley Brewer. So, Brian, I'd like your perspective on what that means of guys that are playing in teams that are in their own league, but then also the Euro Cup, which these guys are.
Yeah, I want to first start with Vito when you look at him, because I actually coached him when I was coaching for the Wisconsin Herd. So it was fun, and I'm thrilled that Vito is still finding a way to earn a paycheck. And then you look at how he's built his career. Like that, to me, I take a lot of joy in that, because I know where he was at when I coached him, and then we ultimately had to release him. So to see him continue to grow is awesome. And then he does it in a country such as Turkey, where the basketball is really good and competitive. Like, I'm so happy for what he's done.
He's 9 years into his pro career.
Absolutely.
It's impressive.
And he's continued to build it.
I was talking to Keaton Ankerville over the summer, former Badger, and it was about Frank and some other guys. And even, you know, Keaton said, you get in certain situations and your eyes get open in a hurry.
Serbia would be one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
Frank, like, he's not in Phoenix. He's not in the NBA. He's in Serbia.
It's a jolt. The crowds, what they're like. It could really be interesting, right?
Well, there's no question. I've had Euros burned up and thrown at me. I've had toilet paper thrown at me. You name it.
Well, I was just here. Like,
exactly. You should imagine what happened in Greece. But it is completely different, and that's, I think, the thing that I love, that guys can play so long over there. I ended up playing 10 years all over. And, like, when you hit that number 10, it's something special, to me at least, because there's a lot of things. There's a lot of season that goes up and down, up and down. That's overseas basketball. And to see the list of guys that you said and how they've built it and what they're doing and how they're going about it. You listed three guys playing in Spain. Like, that's a great league now. And I think, is it ACB or is it Love Gold? I think it might be Love Gold.
Which I would ask you that question.
Well, I don't know the teams, but the ACB is the top league there. Below league, second league is Love Gold, which is just as good. It's just one step below ACB. When you start getting ACB, that's Barcelona and Madrid and those sorts of teams. Now, all of a sudden, that league is just as good as the NBA, in my opinion.
Other quick names to just read off. Dimitar Trice is still playing, North Macedonia. Chris Vogt is in the Czech Republic. Duje Dukan is playing in Austria. Ryan Evans is in his sixth season with the same team in Denmark. Sam Decker and Jordan Taylor are teammates for the London Lions. And Brevin Pritzel is still playing in Belgium, averaging over 10 points a game as well. So, long list of Badgers in the pros in Europe.
And I've talked to a lot of them, and the biggest thing I've said, keep playing as long as you can, because you can get a 9-to-5 anytime. Keep playing and keep stealing money, boys.
You always hear that line. Keep playing, and then when you think you can't play one more year, right?
Jordan Taylor's career.
Absolutely. He's had one more year for the last four or five. Appreciate the update. He's Patrick Hurd. That is our Badger Notebook. More of our pregame coverage is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With Ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Elevate your ride with Wix filters for peak performance from your vehicle's engine. And you can find Wix filters at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a weekend warrior, all the parts and accessories you'll ever need, including Wix filters, can be found at bumper-to-bumper. Or shop with ease online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Drive with confidence and choose Wix filters at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Hey friends, Matt Matt here for Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Pre-game coverage continues. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins, the one and only regular season meeting between these two squads. The Badgers trying to get right and stay right. They beat Ohio State last Tuesday, but lost to Iowa in overtime on Saturday. Maryland played well against Illinois on Saturday, kept it close throughout the course of the game, but fell 5 points short. The Terps 6-9 in league play. The Badgers are 9-6. We're half an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
To you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Back at the Kohl Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. It gets lost in the guts of a game and in a tightly contested game, but it shouldn't go unnoticed that Stephen Crowell is now the 49th member of the 1,000-point club. I was talking to Nolan Winter about him last week, and he says, the great thing about Stevie, the advice is just keep at it. You know, he doesn't, as you say, don't get too high, don't get too low. Stephen Crowell's kind of the model of that, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, if we could describe him in one word, it's been consistent, you know, in terms of just his approach, his demeanor. I noticed that when he was a freshman, you know, sitting behind Micah Potter and Nate Reavers and Malim Ford, just he had good days and then not so good days. He never had bad days. And it's just been his approach, his demeanor, and happy for him to hit this, you know, that milestone. He's helped us to do a lot of success and a lot more to come.
He did it largely the other day via the free throws, 11 of 13 at the foul line, and that's just part of the assertiveness too, right? You talk about wanting him to get the ball and doing something when he gets it.
Yeah, I think, you know, the last couple games you've seen, you know, maybe a reestablishment of him somewhat in the post, and he's taken advantage of that. I think that's obviously teammates finding him in good spots, but him being forceful too and playing with more violence in there, as we like to call it. So we need more of that from him, more of that from other guys. But yeah, glad to see that he's, you know, he's doing some things that we've asked here lately.
When things don't go the right way, it's easy to focus on what went wrong. We've touched on Stevie and things he's doing well. What else from Saturday do you take away from there to build on tonight?
Well, we share the ball well. You have 20 assists and 7 turnovers. So we took care of it. We shared it. You know, we got to the free throw line. We uncharacteristically missed 9 of them, which is out of the norm for us, specifically, you know, Chucky and AJ missing, you know, only going 3 for 6 each. So that's, you know, something there. There was a lot of good things offensively, Matt, and I thought, you know, defensively, we just got to a situation where we fouled too much, and you know, we get to the line 28 or 29 times while they were there 30. So you can't have an even trade, and that's really been, as you really peel it back, of what's been, you know, the glaring things that stand out. Defensive free throw rate has been one that's jumped out and risen in losses, and it's not been the problem in the wins we've had. So, and there's a couple other things too that are tied to that, but that's the main thing that I think we take away, that we've known that that's been something that's we needed to get better at even when we were having success consistently. It's just gotten a little it's bumped up here in these last couple games.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, the Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins, our pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
We would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Brought to you by the Big Ten Network. They're getting late in East Lansing, and the Iowa Hawkeyes brush off the overtime win against Wisconsin. Butchie, the fighting Fran McCaffrey's leading Michigan State 70-61. That would be huge for Iowa, and actually it wouldn't be bad for Wisconsin either, because you've got some guys jockeying for a position for those top four spots.
Absolutely. Not only for Iowa would it be good, it would be good for Wisconsin too. Absolutely. Plus, anytime Michigan State can lose, everyone's just a little happy.
it brings joy to you.
Yeah, it does, just a little bit.
Once a rivalry, always a rivalry. Tomorrow in the Big Ten, you got Illinois at Penn State. Kanye Clary is no longer with Penn State. They really haven't gone into the why that's the case. Remember, he and Ace Baldwin, that was a heck of a combo and gave Wisconsin all the trouble in the world en route to a win. Illinois got a good road win in college.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9000.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
But it's the latest example of how hard life is away from your home arena.
Well, I think there's a pride factor, and that's the biggest thing as far as what Ohio State did. Now, Purdue, it was on the road.
Yep. Like,
people don't remember, and I'm going to go here real quickly with this, but talk about this Wisconsin team. People look at the struggle that this Wisconsin team, four of the six have been on the road.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that they lost is against Purdue. Other than that, like, this has been what college basketball has been, what Wisconsin's going through. They're going to be home. They've got to get right tonight. But that's part of it. You're seeing it happen to Purdue. You're seeing it happen. Every single college basketball team in America has had the same issue about going on the road and winning this year.
Purdue is the only team, and in the overall record, Purdue is the only team of the Big Ten better than 500 in true road games at 5-3. Illinois is 4-4. Everybody else is sub 500. Probably a lot of reasons for that, but maybe the fact there's, you know, UConn could be an exception, but is there a great team? I mean, you guys won all the time on the road, but they just, the lack of that, of the number of programs that can separate from the field makes everybody vulnerable.
Very much so. Now, you talked about UConn. You guys has to go to Marquette as well. They still have challenges ahead of them.
And that'll be
so
a lot different than the boat
different.
Race that went on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Right?
So there, it's just, I think it's just the way this year plays out. And whatever that reason is, I'm not sure. I wish I could give you an answer. If I would, I'd be in Vegas right now if I knew the answer to that one.
Oh, you would be even richer than you already are.
No, you'd be counting
that money all night long.
No.
We all would if we were that smart.
I'm just trying to get my per diem every day. That's the only thing I'm trying to get.
I understand. Just eking out a living. That is a Big Ten report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. We continue. Butchie will give us his keys to tonight's game. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9 FM in Racine, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, you've only got a few more chances to catch your nationally ranked Badger men's hockey team at the Kohl Center this season. Secure your tickets today and join us for the historic 75th season of Badger men's hockey. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry-reported total sales.
Game coverage continues. Wisconsin and the Maryland Terrapins tonight at the Kohl Center. Time now for Butchie's keys to the game.
We're going to keep it very simple. Limit fouls. Maryland's a team that gets to the free throw line a bunch. Wisconsin, limit it. It's one of those things that showed up against Iowa. Don't give up too many threes in Maryland. They haven't been a team that shot it well, only 28%. However, I've seen it firsthand against Nebraska. If they shoot the ball well from three, they're a tough team to make sure you get a win. Last thing, Wisconsin, get the ball in the paint. Dominate the paint. Julian Reese is really good down there. See if you can get him in foul trouble. He is foul prone.
Well, I mean, the Badgers were able to get the ball in the paint against Iowa. You know, didn't convert on some occasions, but still did a lot of damage inside the painted area in that game against the Hawkeyes. It's been a good area. When Wisconsin is winning, it's in large part because they can get the ball inside. Those are your keys to tonight's game. Stay with us. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9000.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Department of Transportation, first for the Maryland Terrapins, Kevin Willard in his second year in College Park, 36-25, and a long run at Seton Hall, his 17th year overall, 306 wins for Coach Willard in his college coaching career. Up front, he'll have Julian Reese, 6'9 junior out of Baltimore, Maryland, 13.5 points, 10 rebounds per game, second best in the conference. Jordan Geronimo, the former Indiana Hoosier, 6'6 senior out of Newark, New Jersey, 5.5 points, better than 3.5 rebounds a game. And Dante Scott, 6'8 fifth year senior from Philadelphia, 11.5 points, 5 rebounds a game, playing in his 156th game with the Maryland Terrapins. Backcourt combo, you got a rookie and a Wiley veteran. The rookie is Deshaun Harris-Smith, 6'5 freshman out of Woodbridge, Virginia, averaging 7 points, 4.5 rebounds, better than 2 assists per game. And Jameer Young, 6'1 senior out of Upper Marlboro, Maryland, a transfer from Charlotte, averaging 21 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. He also has 34 steals on the season. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, same five as always. Tyler Wall at 11 points, about 6 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell, 11 points, nearly 8 boards a game. A.J. Storr at 16.5 points a contest. Max Klesman at 9.5 a game. And Chucky Hepburn, 8 points, better than 3 rebounds and close to 4 assists per contest. Those are your starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins. Badgers lead the series 8-6. They've won 3 of the last 4. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
what are you doing? Block him!
He can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Klesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Snaps off a three, right side, bucket. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim, slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Center in Madison with Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Mike Henderson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. Just three home games left for Greg Gard's Badgers. First up in that stretch, the Maryland Terrapins. Kevin Willard brings a 14-12 team into Madison, 6-9 in Big Ten play. The Badgers are 17-9 overall, 9 up, 6 down in conference games. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Well, Butchie, we talked about it Saturday, the contrasting styles on the schedule for the Badgers. An Iowa team that will just, they'll give up points, but they'll just try to outscore you. And that was what Iowa did in overtime on Saturday. Maryland on the road averages about 63 points per game, but they're really hard to score on. So we'll see how the Badgers can fare, get that, trying to get that offense to go 40 solid minutes, which is not easy against this Maryland Terrapins team.
No, and I think that's the biggest thing with this Maryland team is defensively, they're really good. And I mean really good. They're going to make you work for everything. Now, when you play against a team like that, you got to make a move. And I say it a lot, but especially you're going to have shots that are open early on because they're bad shots. But if you keep moving them and work them, now all of a sudden the shots you're going to get are going to be better. But you can't settle for the first couple of open shots against this team because that's what they're baiting you to do.
And at the other end of the floor, we mentioned Maryland's